awesome music is Night of the Owl by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you so much for coming around and giving Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler a listen. I'm your host, Casey, and here you can tune into my own awesome adventures from different interesting areas around the state and other countries as well. Some of these in which you'll know, and others will most likely be entirely new to you. I'll also sometimes chat about fun facts, history, culture, and bizarre mythical beings or creatures around some of these parts of the world. You're in for a wild ride as this week's Random Venture of an Indie Traveler episode is all about family fun for everyone at the Colorado Springs Cheyenne Mountain Zoo and the Slide Rock Bolter.
Mythical creature alert!
There we go. So it's time for our mythical creature, the Slide Rock Bolter. This is a lumberjack's tale straight out of the 19th and 20th centuries. Did you know there was a land whale type creature lurking over the mountains of Colorado? Yes, folks, it was so, according to the legend. These creatures are the reason why some hikers actually go missing, never to return again. Even large groups of missing hikers are said to have met their fate by this whale-like creature. I never would have thought, aside from the aquarium, that there would be a whale in Colorado. Anyways, they say this land whale had a dolphin-esque tail, a massive head with smaller eyes, and a ginormous mouth to eat you with, of course. Ha ha ha. Just kidding. Or am I? Dun dun dun. Apparently, story has it that it would be on top of the mountains lurking and waiting, and once it saw something worth nibbling, downward it would go. It would use its tail, which would have been wedged over the peaks of the mountain, to help it hit the ground, and then boom, it would help loosen the whale's hold on the mountain. After it was hitting the ground with its tail, it would become loose and free, and then it would slide way down the mountain as its greasy drool would serve and help it to accelerate even faster to help it swallow anything in its path. Whether it was tourists or possibly animals as well, you name it, and it was history. Even trees are said to have been destroyed in its path. Another interesting part to the story is that there was a forest ranger whose domain was the rough and tumble area between Lizard Head and Ophir Peaks. He came up with an ultimate plan to trick the Slide Rock Bolter. His plan involved a powder-filled dummy dressed up in some lumberjack-type clothes and rigged up. Legend says it certainly grabbed the attention of the bolter that had been hanging out over Lizard Head Peak. And what happened next? About half of the silver mining town of Rico, Colorado was obliterated, never to be rebuilt again in the wake of the devastation of the Slide Rock Bolter. Wow, talk about an interesting tale, right? That's a whale of a tale. And that totally had a pun intended. Ever since I was a little girl, my lovely grandma and her wonderful sister, my great aunt, would take me to the local zoo in Pueblo, Colorado. I know this is a different zoo, but just hear me out here. I've always had such a major love for wildlife and zoos, and I'm pretty sure this is exactly where it stemmed from. My great aunt would sing Frank Sinatra's song, Swing on a Star, as there are some great lyrics like, a mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. And it goes on, but it's just a really fun song. Anyways, I know I'm not the best singer, but I just love that. And really, it sings to me and will forever remain some of my most wonderful memories, as my great aunt has recently passed at the time of this episode. Anyways, together we would stroll around and just spend an amazing day seeing the incredible animals that you would only see in places like Africa, Australia, animals that you don't have close to home. But thanks to the zoos, they make it possible to bring these wonderful creatures to different areas around the world and sparking a wonderful sense of magic and wonder. And I do want to say, I know zoos can have a bad rep for keeping animals in enclosures when they could be free. Listen, I absolutely adore animals. I know they're happy roaming freely, but many animals are at high risk of becoming endangered or even extinct. It is a very sad truth. Any zoo I have been to have the most beautiful enclosures that are much like the animals' real and actual habitat. And the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo actually had really large enclosures for the animals, so they actually had quite a bit of space to roam around rather happily. Some animals out in the wild are not getting the food they need, or their habitats are being destroyed by fires, natural disasters, or even humans. Some species numbers are brought back up thanks to the wonderful work of zoos around the globe and wildlife conservation work. And also a majority of zoos have a helping hand with the wildlife conservation. What is this, you ask? Are you aware of the incredible Steve Irwin and his family? He was among my ultimate heroes growing up, honestly. He spent his life helping to make sure animals have a beautiful future and that they will be around for many years to come. He started from when he was just a little boy working to help animals with his mom and researching and relocating crocodiles to safer areas with his dad. Today, his amazing wife, Terry, and kiddos, Bindi and Robert, are continuing his incredible legacy and helping every day to protect these gorgeous animals. Sorry, I love their accents. In Australia, is on my list of places to go in the future. Anyways, many zoos have these beautiful conservation programs and projects and goals that they're working towards, and it is so amazing that they're fighting against some practices to continue to help these beautiful species live another day and to have wonderful, brighter futures ahead. You have to have a genuine love for wildlife to make this happen, and not just anybody could do it, but you have to have the spirit of a true wildlife warrior. Anyways, going on to Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, it is committed to spreading the word of wildlife conservation and how each person can play their part in making a difference of the sustainability of awesome wildlife along with the respective wild places they call home. When zoos help with conservation, they can help to raise thousands of dollars to help with these projects, which is no easy feat, and yet they're working towards helping every single day they have their doors open. Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has several conservation projects in the works, such as tiger conservation, orangutan and palm oil, and helping with reforestation and biodiversity as well, giraffe conservation, African elephants, and rhino conservation, which are both on the endangered species list, no thanks to poaching. Also, they are working to help African vultures, black-footed ferrets, Panamanian frogs, which are at risk as a chytrid fungus is traveling very quickly in their habitat and spreading more than 20 miles per year. There are over 50 species in Panama that are at risk due to this fatal fungus. And this awesome zoo is also working to protect Wyoming toads, which are among the most endangered amphibians in the entire world. So yes, this zoo, as well as other zoos around the world, are helping other animals all around the world, even in different areas of where this zoo is located. So it is really a true wonder and so amazing that these zoos are helping these creatures not only to survive, but to make sure that they are here in the future for us to enjoy and for them to have wonderful lives and to keep them going forevermore, at least for the foreseeable future and hopefully for a long time to come. Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is working with others like the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, Houston Zoo, and Zoo New England to help release endangered amphibian species back where their true homes are in the wild. Now that is really incredible. Amazing news is from the years 2008 to 2020, they were able to raise over $3 million to help endangered species out in the wild. How amazing is that? Not only that, but as they are working hard to help with these wildlife conservation programs, they are also helping to breed some awesome creatures like mountain tapirs, Mexican gray wolves, black-footed ferrets, Wyoming toads, and more. I always like to hear where my money is going. So when you visit this incredible mountain zoo, 75 cents of what you pay to get in is going towards helping with their conservation and endangered species acts. Okay, 75 cents. May not sound like a lot, but think about it. One family can have five people. So within that, you have $4.50 going to help these awesome wild animals. And if you think about how many people come in every day, that's really amazing. Every day they're working towards these awesome goals. So this means around $500,000 is being contributed each year. Woo, isn't that amazing? Yes, I watch a lot of Steve Irwin, and crikey, it's the Irwins. They are my favorites. And if you haven't, then you have to check it out. Anyways, talk about wonderful. I love that this money is going into making an amazing difference and effort for this Earth's awesome creatures. As I have learned about the Australia Zoo and other zoos, money made from their sales goes into awesome wildlife and wildlife conservation, as well as staff pay and, of course, making sure that the animals are all well-fed, happy, and healthy. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is a truly special and phenomenal place. This zoo is up in the mountains outside of Colorado Springs, and you truly feel that this place is full of wonder and magic, and is one of a kind as it is the highest zoo in the USA, with a whopping elevation of 6,714 feet above sea level. It covers 140 acres, though about 40 of these acres are in use by the zoo. You surely don't see sad animals here. Sure, some animals are sleeping, but that's kind of how life works, isn't it? We all gotta sleep. Each animal's enclosure is huge, and it looks just like their actual habitat, in which you would typically see them out in the wild. Not only this, but one of my absolute favorite parts is the fact that they care so much for their precious wildlife, that if any of the enclosures are open to the elements, they have parts that the animals can go into to be indoors and covered all nice and cozy anytime they wish. Personally, I think this is absolutely awesome. I mean, not all zoos have this. And yet, the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, they cater to their animals. They want them to be happy and safe and warm. Or if they want to be a little cooler, they can be cooler and feel that incredible fresh mountain air. They want them to have that option. While here, you are in the gorgeous mountains, taking in the wonderful fresh mountainy air. And sometimes this can mean lots of rain or snow. Actually, if I remember correctly, in the USA, this is the only actual mountain zoo, and the USA Today named the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo as the number 4 best zoo in North America. I so love this. And you walk up and down parts of the mountain as you're seeing the beautiful wildlife here. So you surely get an awesome exercise as you're exploring your way around. I was here with my amazing mom and dad and my awesome sister Tessa. You know, the one that has that pretty crazy cool monster voice. Was that a lion? Not to worry anyone, that was just my sister Tessa. There are over 750 amazing animals here and more than 30 endangered species. So you are absolutely in for a treat, as my family and I were when we went to this amazing zoo. You can easily spend several hours here and actually get a chance to feed some of the animals. And I got to give the giraffe some treats, which was really, really fun. That was actually one of my favorite parts also. The giraffes are so funny. It was such a cool experience feeding them and seeing them licking the bar with their insanely crazy long tongues. You can see in one of my photos in the thumbnail. Check it out. We had such a fun time feeding them. It was really great. Many of the animals can be seen up close, and we had so much fun as one of the orangutans was giving us a really funny show. I mean, seriously, this ape could have definitely been in show business. And also, they have these adorable wallabies, and we were so close to them. It actually transported me back to a time when I was with my dad and my other sister, Jenna, and I got to actually hold a baby wallaby. Oh, such a fun time. But the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, they have this awesome reptile exhibit as well. And there's this beautiful yellow snake. And they have many others as well. They have some really cool colored marbles in their tank. And I don't know, it's just really neat to see that. It was a really cool sight. The elephants have a lot of fun and they're happily playing. It was really cool to see. They have like these different fun things, like there's a big ball and, you know, different bars and things. And they can even go and take a nice bath if they wanted. They have a lot of fun. You'll have to check before you go if you want in on this part. But they have certain snack time and you can feed elephants or the rhinos. So maybe check in or call before you go and see what their special snack time is. Because yeah, it's really a fun experience, I can definitely imagine, as feeding the giraffes was so much fun. Also, they have some really cool meerkats that we were really enjoying and wondering about what they would be saying to each other. I remember my dad was coming up with some funny stories. It's just fun to think about that. I totally get that from my dad. But you can definitely try it for yourself and see what fun things you can come up with. You can have a go at the Australian walkabout and feed some adorable budgie birds. My mom really enjoyed this, along with Tessa and me as well. Birds are so precious and make some of the most wonderful bird songs. I absolutely love it. Just like that. They had some really cool goats that were on a bridge sort of thing, and it overlooks the whole beautiful mountain area. Something fun is you can give them food from down yonder, or downward, and the goat itself is up above and it can watch and spin the wheel up above where it can then have the treats brought up to them. So that's really cool. And my mom and I so enjoyed watching this awesome contraption at work as the goat was happily spinning the wheel and getting its reward in the end. It's so cool, and it seems like they're truly enjoying life on top of the world. My dad made a really fun tall statue bear friend that actually doesn't have a name. I remember asking him, oh, does it have a name? And he was like, no, it was just a fun little time there as well. My family and I had some pretty enjoyable memories there. There's also an open ski lift type ride, the Mountaineer Sky Ride, where you will go directly above some super awesome exhibits like the Amur Tigers, grizzly bears, and the Rocky Mountain Goats as well. It really would be an amazing view. Talk about totally awesome, right? I think this would be an absolutely incredible view with all the mountain vistas all around, and you get off and have a picnic or see the authentic yurt, and then you can get a ride back down after you're done checking it out. I actually didn't know about that until after my visit, and also I had found that they have some awesome events like Mammal Art Experience. What? So here you can actually help animals like porcupines create an awesome painted masterpiece. Now that sounds magnifique. I would totally love to do that, but I didn't get the chance because we didn't know about it, unfortunately. But if I ever go again, I'll absolutely look into it, and that could be on another episode if I get into that. Another really awesome thing is you can check out their gift shop, where my mom was so sweet and she got me this really cool hat that has Cheyenne Mountain Zoo and a cute little giraffe on it. So that was really sweet. And yeah, you can definitely check it out and find some really cool zoo type things. Have you been to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo? I would love to hear about your experiences. Or if you've heard about the Slide Rock Boulder, I mean, I would like to hear what you know about it. So you can definitely reach me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. Or you can check me out on Instagram at randomindietraveler. On YouTube, you can find me at Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. And check out the podcast on Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Radio Public, and so many more places. Totally check it out. Be sure to come back next week and tune in for another awesome adventure. And thanks so much for listening, everyone. I'll catch you in the next one. Have a great week ahead.